and are very happy now to welcome to the program Raina Dineen. She's principal of the Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences, and students Logan John Luis and Tilkara Webb, who are also at that school, and they are from Youth United, and they're representing the Hooked on Books campaign, which is a project of the Alliance for Literacy. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. So let's talk about the Hooked on Books campaign. What's it all about?
So the Hooked on Books campaign is really a campaign designed by kids for kids. And they can tell you why they got involved and what motivated them. But basically, our whole goal is to really help bring up literacy and get kids excited about reading.
So it's really a student-run and conceived-of campaign?
Yes, absolutely. And I guess what has motivated me and driven me to take part in this campaign is this year we are learning about how can you make a difference in the world and can one person make a change. And that really got to me, and I was thinking about if every single person in the whole entire world could read, how big a difference it would make.
And yeah, just like Logan said, we've been learning about activism, and I really think it's really powerful because it's by kids and it's kids helping other kids, and I think it can make a big difference in kids and in their lives, and they can, if they can read, they can follow their dreams and have all the opportunities.
So what do you actually do? I mean, unfortunately, New Mexico is not the world's best place for literacy.
Yeah, we're actually 48th in the country in literacy. So we've just been doing contests, and so the Hooked on Books campaign, we have different tiers to get kids hooked on books.
What was the first tier that I think already happened? Is that right? What is it, or what was it?
The first tier are the contests, and we are right now we're having the second contest, and it's finishing next Sunday.
What's the contest?
The contest is make a cover for your favorite book, like an alternate cover. Yeah, illustrate an alternate cover for your favorite book, and then explain why you chose the cover.
Have you gotten a lot of entries?
So far, I've gotten about 80.
Yeah, I mean, the first contest was sort of a trial. It was who can come up with the best ideas to get other kids hooked on books. And we had entries from about 23 different schools, over 130 entries. Kids came up with amazing ideas. The winner won an iPad, second place won a BMX bike, and third place won a Kindle. And so now the second contest, we're expecting double or triple that many entries for this second contest. And each month we'll have a different contest.
What were some of the ideas they came up with?
Ooh, all right. So our third place winner, Jacob Romero.
Jason
Romero. Sorry. Thanks, Raina. Anyways, his idea was to get kids to read banned books. So if it's kind of like a reverse psychology. If we ban books and kids just see that they're banned, they're going to think to themselves, well, let's see. I wonder why this is banned. I should read and find out. So it's kind of like that. And we actually just put a PSA up on YouTube. And that is pretty much explains his idea.
Now, that there was a South Park episode about that, where they write a banned book.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. whose title I will not say on the radio, but I'll tell you afterwards. You can find it. Anyway, so that's a great idea.
So because of Jason's idea, now on our website, we have a whole list of books that have been challenged or banned in different states. And his idea was, if kids see this list, they're going to be really enticed and intrigued. Why were these books challenged? I better read and find out.
Yeah. What are we talking about books that were banned sometime in the last 100 years?
Exactly.
Kind of thing?
Like, there's the top 100, and then there's some classics that have been banned, and then there's books that just continually make certain people upset.
Like what?
Like the Harry Potter books. Or
yeah, a book that I know off the top of my head is To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird was banned?
Yeah, it was. So
why?
A lot of stuff in there, I guess.
The language, and yeah, it's like, depending on where you are in the country, or sometimes it's different religious groups, people feel like young people shouldn't be reading these books, and so they challenge them or try to get them banned.
And so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, and just if they're banned, if something's banned, it kind of makes someone want to know more about it.
So yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like a mystery for the kids, and maybe it'll make reading fun for them, too.
And also, would make the people who would like to ban books maybe think, because that's the best publicity a book could possibly get is if you ban it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What were some of the other ideas?
Well, the second place winner,
Jeremiah Aguirre. Yeah, Aguirre, from Cesar Chavez.
He had lots of amazing ideas. One of the ideas was to make a trailer out of your favorite.
That was the first place winner.
Okay.
Tell us that one.
Sure. The first place winner,
Ella Rappaport.
She had the idea to make a trailer out of your favorite book. And so
like
to
a movie
publicize.
Trailer?
Yeah. Like, as long, you know, if it wasn't a movie already. And to act it out and have costumes.
Oh, so the rule was it couldn't be a movie yet. It was a book that had not been made.
You know, so you can make it your own.
Oh, very interesting.
To get kids to want to read that book.
Yeah.
She thought we could have a contest that would have kids make a trailer. She came up with a whole bunch of cool contest ideas.
It's kind of like... Yeah, sorry, Rena, but it's kind of like, would a kid rather sit down and read a book or watch TV or watch a movie or something like that? So she used that to her advantage and picked up that idea.
And sometimes if you see some like a really good idea, like if you see it first, then you might want to read it.
Right. And there was one more, the second place winner.
Right, Jeremiah Aguirre. Okay, so he had a lot of great ideas, and some of them involved things that we are already doing, like being reading buddies, like hooking up kids. But then he had ideas like having reading club sleepover parties and getting kids in your neighborhood to bake cookies and get together and read books and have fun. And he listed like 5 different ways that he personally thought, like he suggested parents could read to their kids more, and he just had a whole list of really neat ideas.
Yeah.
So all of this is part of the Hooked on Books campaign. It's a project of the Alliance for Literacy. Now, how did the two of you, I assume that if you're here talking to me today, you are already hooked on books.
Yeah, I would say so.
What are some of your favorite books, each of you?
Oh, gosh. I'm currently reading the last book in the Inheritance series called Inheritance. Other people may know it as the Aragorn series, Dragon Riders, stuff like that. And for me, I think it would appeal to kids probably from... Well, first of all, kids who really like fantasy and fiction and that air of intensity, because there's so many secrets in all those books. And I suggest it to probably 5th graders and above, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of the content in there can be hard to understand at times, so...
Well, I think one of my aha books that I suggest for 5th graders and 6th graders and up are the Mysterious Benedict Society books. And I really like kid power, as we're doing in this campaign. So, and it's, there are 3 books, and it's really about these 3 kids that are, like, fighting against evil, I guess, but they're also being kind of, like, going undercover and being spies, kind of. So, yeah.
Now,
I like that.
Did your parents read to you?
Yes. I had, my mom is, I live in a bilingual household, so my mom read to me in Spanish, and my dad read to me in English.
Nice.
So that really builds a strong base.
Yeah.
When you're young, to have your parents read to you.
How about you?
Yeah, my dad did read to me until I was probably about 9 or 10. He actually read me a book that really, really scared me. So we kind of quit it after that. Even now I'm trying to convince him to keep reading to me, but time does not permit it.
Do you read out loud? Is there any reading out loud in school, like at older ages?
Yeah, it's actually a great thing to do. It is. And we've been taking a lot of these ideas that kids are sharing with us and taking them into the schools and into the contests and into the whole Hooked on Books campaign is really continually being created by kids from all different schools. We have a whole group of kids in at Capitol High who are helping us with this, kids from ATC and Monte. We really have representatives from about 12 different schools.
Now, when you're getting hooked on books, do graphic novels count? Yes.
Yeah, any type of book.
Yeah, for us right now, we feel like any kind of book that gets a kid hooked is awesome.
We just want them to pick up a book.
Yeah.
So then they can, you know, if they start with simple books, then they can move on to harder books.
Yeah, and Tokara said something earlier about an aha book. And I think for a lot of kids, they don't find that aha book. And for me, at least, when I found that aha book, which is probably the Hunger Games series by Suzanne Collins, I really realized that you know what, reading is awesome. So when you find that aha book, a light goes off in your head, I think, and you're immediately hooked.
And what happened was when we went to the schools, most of the kids told us, we visited about 20 different schools, they told us they're not really allowed or reading novels in schools right now, they're just reading the Treasures textbook. And so this was an idea our kids had to motivate kids to pick up novels and books for fun on their own. And kids told us that they were for the first time doing it because they wanted to win the prizes. And so the idea was, well, if they'll do it to win these prizes, like if you really want a snowboard or an iPod or an iPad, and then you pick up a great book and it totally grabs you, you'll never lose that. You'll actually, you can become hooked.
It's like getting kids addicted, basically.
That is the idea, yes. We often use the crack connection there in class.
Kids so often, especially in high school, they get addicted on bad things. So we want to make a good difference and get them addicted, like hooked on good things, like reading.
I guess we're trying to make it like it's so easy to get hooked on video games and television and drugs and alcohol. And we're trying to make it so we're making it easy to get addicted to books. I think it's a lot more difficult to get addicted to books.
Well, they don't provide this sort of adrenaline rush and the endorphins and all those kinds of things, which those kinds of games and so on are designed to do. And it's hard, in a way, it's hard to compete with them. But once you get, I mean, there's a beautiful thing about getting lost in a book to where when it's over, you miss it.
Yeah, I have that feeling all the time.
Do you?
And once you're hooked on books, you just, especially if you have this one aha book, I think, in my experience, I've just wanted to read it no matter what. And so I think if you can find a book that you really like, then I think you should read it, and maybe that can help you with your later life and how literature helps your life.
Yeah, I mean, so when you talk about books, are people reading, are young people reading on Kindles and iPads and things like that, or mostly like books made of paper with covers?
Yeah, a lot of schools, the kids we were speaking with had never heard of a Kindle yet. So the few who had were very excited, and we showed a lot of kids, and they were very excited by the idea. So that's part of it, too, is helping them see that there's all these new ways you can read books as well. There's a lot of great books online that you can read. But for the most part, we're talking about kids who don't have a lot of books in their homes. So that's why Tier 2 is getting free bookshelves out all over town in places where kids have to wait with their parents for many hours. So we already got permission. Arroyo Chamiso's hosting, too, and Urgent Care's hosting, and St. Vincent's Emergency Room is hosting, and Hopewell's Community Center. There's a whole bunch of places in town that are going to let us put a bookshelf, the DMV, with lots of free books. So we're having book drives now, all the schools and lots of kids, and we hope every business in town will start to collect books so we can put them and keep restocking the free bookshelves.
And sometimes we're going to the Adelante homeless groups with kids, and where we've passed out books and read to the kids so that they can at least have some of that base.
Yeah. I mean, there's a kind of confidence that happens, and you have to get over that hump. I have a friend whose son, I think he's in second grade, and he can't really read, and he has no confidence in reading. And so there's an emotional piece of it, which is that for him, reading is associated with feeling bad about himself. And I now have, my house is full of Dr. Seuss books, so that when they come over, we can at least hop on Pop or whatever. But it's still hard because he doesn't want to do it.
So that's why we have these contests, because every kid who enters, they get a free wristband that says Hooked on Books. They're all different colors depending on the contest. And they get a certificate of appreciation. They get honored by their whole class. Their name goes in a lottery for prizes, even if they don't win a contest. So it's very reinforcing to kids. So we can read a Dr. Seuss book, draw a cover, write why he liked it or dictate why he liked it, why he chose it. And he has a chance to win right away just from entering.
Yes. So this is Santa Fe or statewide, or how far is the scope?
Right now, it's pretty much based in Santa Fe. We do have some support from the Pueblos. And
Santa Clara Day School is part of it.
And so do you hope to expand out wider beyond the city?
We're starting in our backyard right now, and hopefully maybe by the end of this year. I should mention 2012 is our official year. Actually, the mayor declared it 2012 as the year of the book. So we thought that was pretty special. And yes, our hope by the end of 2012, it may go nationwide, even worldwide.
Very interesting. Yeah. Do we have some cities have those citywide, everybody reads the same book? What are those things called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do.
Do we do that here?
We don't.
We should do that.
Yeah, one of the people in the Santa Fe Public Schools said she wanted to do that and get everybody reading
the
same
book. Get the whole city reading the same book.
Is it the Battle of the Books?
No, it's not the Battle.
Wait, it has a name. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
We should just get the word out. And
we're hoping to get a lot of businesses supporting. Like, you can sponsor a bookshelf and get advertising for the whole year on the bookshelf. We're hoping to find celebrities who want to be prizes and meet kids who enter the contest. We're looking for a band to do like a kickoff contest, a kickoff celebration.
Yeah, we want to have really fun initiatives to get them hooked on books.
Kids came up with all the prizes. Like, they want to have a bedroom makeover as a prize. So we're hoping to find someone who can do a makeover.
But it has to have a bookshelf.
Definitely has to have a bookshelf.
A favorite of mine was you get to be principal for a day.
Right. These are all prizes that kids came up with.
That's a really scary good idea. They'd have to make a movie about it.
That was actually an entry to our first contest.
Yes. And then there's a third tier to the program, which is providing, you know, when we have all these great contests, it's going to become kind of clear that there are some kids for whom reading is still really a struggle. So we're hoping to have after school and a really exciting summer reading program to have intensive reading help for the kids in the early grades who just need that extra support and encouragement.
Yeah. Well, this is a fantastic program. Now, if there are people listening who would like to get involved, whose maybe school isn't participating, or they just want to be involved in some way, what should they do?
We have a website. It's NM, both capitals, Alliance for Literacy.
NMAllianceForLiteracy.org.
And we also have a YouTube channel. It is Lit Alliance, LITALLIANCE. No capitals, no spaces. And we have a couple of videos on there.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, and there's an email, AllianceForLiteracy@yahoo.com. People can write to us.
So these are all ways, and we'll link all of those on the website.
Yeah, and also, if you're just wanting to help, you can donate books. And if you're a kid, you can join a contest. Go to our website for that. And also,
do the books have to be like a certain age level or reading level?
No, just, you know, pick up a book that you think is appropriate for your age and your reading level. And also, when you're entering the contest, feel free to write in your native language. So it doesn't have to be in English.
Right, right. And there's also a Facebook page, which I guess you can get to by just putting in the Facebook search box, Hooked on Books.
Hooked on Books, right. And it says Hooked on Books, Real Kids into Reading.
Okay, so people can find that if they go on Facebook. And this is all designed so that if you don't have a computer, you don't have computer access, you can still participate.
Yeah.
So kids can come to our Saturday meetings if they want to help be an organizer, be part of Youth United. There's one coming up this Saturday. So they can just call 438-8585.
438-8585. Well, thank you all for being here. Raina Dineen is the principal of the Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences. Students Logan John Luis and Tilkara Webb, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.